Transportation Policy Bill will come to order. There is an offer on the table that we would like to go through and discuss with the House right now so that everyone's clear on what we are what the Senate is offering up to the House. And we're going to be working off this page here that says Senate offer to House, May 14. The Senate is willing to take the Senate language on R2 in regards to the Granite City River crossing. We're going to take the provisions from the House on R3 about the Clearwater Memorial, the Veterans Memorial, and then also the one on R3 and R4 for Becker County. There's Senate provisions that we would like to have considered. They're on R4 and 5, Section 3, and this is Senator Dibble's bridge language that deals with pedestrian and bike traffic. Also, the ADA requirements in Section 4. On R7 is Section 6, that's the credit card language for the deputy registers. R8, 9, Section 7, 8, and 9 are TORS language that's been worked out with the responsible parties there. On R9, we would like to pick up, starting on R9, bleeding over to R11, R12, R13, we would like to pick up the House language on the mini trucks and the buses on shoulders. We also have a provision that we're asking the House to look at in regards to block the box. I think that Senator Dibble may have an amendment for the block the box.
Oh, just like a word.
Okay. And then on R14 and 15, the Section 12, that's that heating fuel weight restriction exemption. And then there's several sections starting on R27 that deal with the transportation goals. And if you remember, we had some discussion on that, and I believe that Senator Dibble has an amendment to get that cleaned up. The House language, R31, when it talks about the commissioner's duties and the rail plan and labor act. And then we have several sections along the same line that we would like to offer House language on, starting on R32, and that deals with the safety technology grants and the application process to get those grants. The House language on R37, Section 20, that's the loans for acquisition. Senate language in regards to the buses on Parkway, Senator, starting on R38, Senator Dibble also has a small amendment for that. And then there's also some more TORS language on R39, Section 41. The House provisions in regards to R39 and 40 with the road, town road extinguishment, and then R40, the Zinke Festival, and then Senate provisions, the deputy register in Farmington, the EIS on Highway 14, and then some high-speed rail language on R42. There's also another item on the bottom there. You can scratch that out. That was supposed to be in regards to the credit card language on R7, and I just made a mistake, so cross the bottom one out. That was a wrong reference. But, Mr. Chairman, that's the offer on part of the Senate. I know that Senator Dibble has a couple of amendments that he'd like to make to kind of get the language so that so you guys can take a look at it. Maybe we'll take a little break and you guys can talk about it. With that, I'd like to have Senator Dibble offer up his amendments, if that's all right.
That'd be great.
Okay. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll need some help from the council. I think most of my stuff seems to gotten a little touching, a little nudging.
That's for the park.
No, that's not the park.
Okay.
That's the also the.
Do we want to start on that? Start with that one? So, Mr. Chair.
Oh, yeah.
On the Council on Transportation Access, we have a couple of places where we ask the Council on Transportation to establish. Let me refer committee members to where I'm talking about. This is on R-29, Senate language, section 34. So, actually, it starts back on R-28, section 34.
Makes it.
So, if you look at 23. Lines 3, 11, and 20. 3, 11, and 20, where it says establish. We'll just replace the word establish with recommend, kind of softening up the responsibilities of the council or the duties of the council a little bit. Likewise, on page 23, line 27, where it says develop and implement, we replace that with the word recommend. And likewise, on page 23, line 26, again, further just kind of softening up a little bit, the word develop would be replaced with the word recommend. So that's my amendment, Mr. Chair. So the council would continue to serve in, it'd be clear that the council would continue to serve in an advisory capacity.
All right, Representative Hornstein.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd support this amendment. And just to refresh people's memories, when we were doing the Transportation Finance Conference Committee, the funding is already in place for this, and we agreed that we would just put the policy language in this bill. So I think this amendment improves the language, and we should support it.
Further discussion on the A-20 Dibble motion to amend? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Dibble.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, the next amendment is the A-21. And this would replace the language. I'll refer folks to the right page. We're going to R-27 now. And we're going to delete section 31. Which gives the gives MnDOT this goal of it's responding this what the, I mean I like this section but it creates some anxiety, so we're going to step back a little bit and continue maybe to hold on to that idea. This is an idea that came out of the Governor's Council on Climate Change, but nevertheless, despite all of the enthusiasm that all those recommendations were met with, people have are not as enthusiastic. So we're just going to roll into the existing study of transportation long-range solutions, some analysis of future system-wide travel demands and how that what the implications are for the system needs, pollution, and transportation revenues. And that's actually a really legitimate issue. If we're going to be switching to more transit, be switching to different motor fuels, those sorts of things, we do need to think about the implications for revenue. So that's my motion, is to delete section 31 and replace it with an examination of these issues within the context of the existing study of transportation long-range solutions, A-21.
Mr. Chair, I got a couple thoughts about this.
Okay, Representative Hornstein.
Thanks, Mr. Chair, and I'd also urge support for this. And just the other day on the House floor, we also added some language to this existing study as it relates to electric vehicles and impacts on, the trunk highway fund when we have less revenues coming from electric vehicles. So I think this is also in that spirit. responding to changing conditions and travel demands. So this isn't going to cost the department any additional money. And again, like Senator Dibble, this was my provision in the House side on vehicle miles traveled. I, you know, it's hard to part with it, but, you know, I think in the interest of moving the issue forward and addressing concerns that have been expressed to us about that, this will at least get the ball rolling, and I'd urge support.
Representative Erdahl?
That's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I think Representative Hornstein may have answered my question. There's no cost, no additional cost in this?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Hornstein.
It's my understanding when Representative Holbrook was working on a similar amendment to my bill the other day, I think that MnDOT was fine with it, and I'm seeing Mr. Peterson nodding, and this won't cost them additional revenue in terms of the study. And actually, we're working very collaboratively with the department, and you know, they've been coming to me with different ideas, and we've been exchanging various ideas for what should go in the study. It hasn't started yet, so I think it's perfectly appropriate.
So, Chair,
Senator Dibble.
Michelle, I'll remove the renew the A21.
All right. On the A21 Dibble motion to amend, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion does prevail. Thank you. Senator Dibble.
Yes, Mr. Chair. On the good neighbors provision, and this is on R38. You named it, the good neighbor. This has to do with providing for some collaboration between communities that sit on either side of Minneapolis Park Board parkways, mm-hmm. and the transit use of those parkways. We just wanted to find this little advisory body, a structure for this little advisory body that works. So what this does is, rather than have one representative from that council, one member of the city council from the neighboring community, et cetera, we continue to maintain the structure of this advisory committees as they exist for parkways that are completely inside Minneapolis. So mm-hmm. Two Met Council members, two members of the Park Board, and then a fifth selected jointly, and then we also have an advisory position for a member of the adjoining community. So that's the A19 amendment.
And Senator Dibble, that's the non-voting member, is that?
Non-voting, yeah. Okay. This is as agreed to by people.
The players over there, right. Okay. Further discussion on the A19 Dibble motion to amend? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Senator Dibble, did you have one more? It was a word change or something?
Word change on the
block the box.
Block the box, which was, we were just going to change the word semaphore to Berzovsky, but we're going to stop light or stop signal or signal light.
And members were on R12, I believe.
So, members, we had in committee in the Senate had just added the language that limits this the application of this provision to signalized intersections. We had come up with the word semaphore on the fly. I don't know, it kind of struck some of us that semaphore is a little bit of an old-fashioned term, a little more specific to railroads. And so signal light seemed to be mm-hmm. a better word in this application.
Further discussion on the Dibble oral motion to amend on line 9.31 on R13 of the Senate side. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail.
Does it for me.
All right. Is there anything else before we take a little break and let the House? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, House members. We've got a effective date, a couple of effective dates that need to be upgraded. So, Ms. Berzovsky.
Mr. Chair and members, it would be the, I just have the section numbers right here, but it's sections 13, 27, and 29 on the Senate side, and those are the three that correct the effective date on the already enacted ignition interlock program to keep there from being a month lapse in the program.
Senator Dibble would move to instruct staff to make those corrections. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. With that, members, I think we need to take a little recess.
I don't think we're going to need a lot of time. I don't think people should move too far away. I think the House, we could probably discuss this in 10 or 15 minutes and come back with a response. So.
Okay.
You want to use my office?
Well, yeah, House members, we can just sit over here. We don't have to.
Well,
unless there's another.
Senator Dibble's office.
Okay.
He has food and coffee, and he has soda, too. Okay.
Whoa. The House members will caucus in Senator Dibble's office, and we'll see you back here maybe about 20 to 12, quarter to 12. That's okay,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Right. Okay. That'd be fine. About quarter to 12, we'll be in recess until then.
We also, brought in those extraneous things, the visor correction.
They pull it out anyway.
You should have, at the park and rides, you should have little stickers or something.
Airport authority.
I'll tell you what happens. If you quote me, I'll deny it.
That was
people from
it.
Oldtown, huh? What they do is they drive it. And I, and they're, the park and rides on those buses are very effective. Because I actually go every year and ride around just for a couple days just so I get a feel of what all people are doing or whatever. And they're always just really, they don't know Ramsey's. It's been actually ahead of the other counties because they always use the shoulder.
Park
and
created.
We always had the HOV.
The department created a lot of facilities for walking in the city. And they're missing it.
I think he intended to.
It should be in with
that. Yeah, that's probably even worse. I never thought about that.